Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Good evening and welcome to the Guiding Lights. It's Monday evening, it's 9 p.m. UK time, so that means that it's the Guiding Lights show on the Mike Spirit FM. And as I was just getting ready for the show this evening, I was just really thinking about an interesting topic that we could have a, you know, base our show around tonight. And I've just been having a look in a wonderful little book with lovely inspirational quotes. And I just read this and it just kind of jumped out on the page to me. So tonight I thought that we would base the show on really, really kind of getting into the heart of how strong you are. So what I would thought I would do, I thought we'd base the show on this quote, and it goes like this. It says, you never know the power of yourself until someone hurts you badly. And I think that's very, very, very true, because you see, how many of us out there are the people that we are today because of the path that we've been taken on, because of someone who's let us down or who showed us another side to them that we never realized they had, or because we've been disappointed, let down, or neglected, or rejected. And I think when you have these understandably heartbreaking experiences, you really, really, really do pull into the power of yourself. And that is when you really stand in the crowd alone, realizing that it is you and that you've got two ways to go. You can either go under or you can get back up stronger than ever and then start making a life for yourself again. So if you're out there this evening and if you've been neglected or rejected, disappointed, let down, or anything on that kind of lines, stay tuned to the Guiding Light show this evening, because I would like all our listeners out there, when they're coming in, before they're actually coming in to have a reading, if they've got a story of inspiration that they'd like to share with us, or how they got back on their feet after being very, very, very hurt, then that would be absolutely wonderful week to share. Because the Guiding Lights show is all about the listeners. And it's all about you guys out there in Radio Land who are constantly, week in, week out, the core listeners that make the Mike Spirit FM network such a wonderful place to be. And I know that we've got some amazing hosts on here. Every night now of the week, there's some fantastic medium psychics on this show. And I know that next year we are planning to take the show on a UK show, roadshow. We are going to be going to different destinations. And I'm pleased to say that we are starting off in my own country, which is Wales, and that myself and Mike Davis and the rest of our wonderful hosts are going to be coming to Neath, which is a lovely little town in South Wales, on the 22nd of February, on the 23rd of February. And I'm so excited about this, because what I have got, okay, with this, is that there's people there, okay, that really are coming, you know, to the show, and they really are ready for that, you know, and that's what I'm feeling, that we're all going to have a wonderful time on this show. I think my telephone is having a little bit of an actual meltdown here this evening. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to ask you all out there if you would be kind enough to send healing out there to anybody this evening who's been totally let down and disappointed, because that's what the Guiding Lights is all about. It's about helping people, and it's about inspiring people to really, you know, be the best that they can be. And I know from myself's experience, okay, that I've had some wonderful, I've had some wonderful experiences myself. I think we had a little bit of a technical problem then. Now then, as I was just saying, we're going to go to the numbers first. If you're outside the USA, can you just give us just in 1 second, because you're going to get the numbers up for you. Okay, but that's just going to come in a second. Let's have a little listen now to my wonderful producer, who is, as we speak, is just giving me the numbers. 1 second. Okay, now, as I said, I'm going to be doing the numbers in a moment, but then we're going to be going on to the topic of the show, which is about how to stay strong and stand on your own feet after you've been let down and disappointed. And the numbers that you need if you want to get through to us is 001-760-283461. And if you are, that is if you're calling outside America, you add the 001. Now then, that's the numbers over and done with. Okay. I want to open the telephone lines this evening because I know that last week we had quite a lot of callers who were waiting to come through. And unfortunately, there was some disappointed because we didn't have the opportunity to speak to everyone. So tonight I thought I would really just give the topic of the show, which is you'll never know the power of yourself until someone hurts you badly. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open the lines and I'm going to see who is our first caller of the show. And I'm going to say good evening and welcome to the Guiding Light Show.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. Thank you, my love. And who am I speaking to, my love? Because your name haven't come up in the box for me yet this evening.
Craig.
Craig. Okay, Craig. Can I just ask you, sweetheart, is there any particular area that you would like to have a reading on this evening? Or do you find that you're in the position that you've been hurt badly and that you've had to stand strong in the past?
I would say we could focus on relationships.
Right. Okay, my love, no problem. Craig, can I just ask you to focus, please?
Sure.
Okay. When you're ready, you tell me to stop and we'll focus our energies together. Okay, now as I'm linking in with you, my love, the first thing that I'm getting from you, Craig, is that you've been let down by someone in the past, and because of that, that's made you feel quite insecure, and it's almost as if now you're starting to doubt yourself. Do you understand that, my love?
In the past, that was the case.
Yes. And I feel part of you now, even though you're kind of heading in the right direction now, Craig, I feel, okay, that you, all right, are really now trying to get back on your feet, okay, but I feel that there's been some issues with a situation around you lately. I feel that with you, you're trying very, very hard to make a new life for yourself, but I just feel that even though you are doing that, there is still some energy from the past that you need to clear, my love. Do you understand that?
Not aware of, but perhaps you can enlighten me on areas that I don't know about at this time.
Okay, because what I feel is that when you were a younger gentleman, that someone hurt you badly, and I feel, Craig, that that's left you feeling a little bit insecure. All right. But now, the man that you are today, I feel you want to give love and I feel that you want to share love. But what I feel regardless in you is that you are still quite a closed person on an emotional level. And I do feel that as you are going into 2013, so things are really, really, really going to start turning around for you in a positive way. Because what I'm feeling is that this year has been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you, if I'm being quite honest with you. Things have not worked out exactly as you wanted them to. And I also have the sense and the impression with you, my love, that there seems to be a lady in spirit who comes in visitation around you. And I'm got the feeling that this is a close family link. She's coming in as a gran, or she could even be a great aunt, but it's someone that was very, very, very close to you, my love. Do you understand that?
My auntie.
Your auntie. Okay. Okay, because she's bringing in love to you, okay? And I feel that with her, okay, what I'm feeling with her is that she's aware that there has been difficulties in your past, but she's proud of the man that you are today, if you can understand what she's saying here, and that she's really, really aware that you are trying your very, very best, okay, to push yourself forward. And I feel even though you've had these disappointments and setbacks, it's almost like she's lighting a candle in spirit for you to show you the way. And I feel that she comes in quite strongly. Her energy comes in quite strongly to you, because I know that there was such a close bond with this lady. I feel that when she was on this side of life, she was the type of lady that would literally do anything for you. She was really, really a loving, warm, tender personality. And even though she was your auntie, I feel like as though there was more of a nurturing, like a mother or a grandmother feeling about her. Craig, do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. So this is why the bond is so strong. It's like as though she took you under her wing in some point in your life, and she was there for you when you needed her. And what she's saying to me now is, I'm still here for him. I'm still here. My energy, my love is still with him, and I will always be with him. And I feel that I'm very drawn to that, and she's giving me yellow flowers for you. Now, in the spirit world, yellow flowers is all about eternal love. And I feel that that's what she wants for you, my love. I know that you've been through a difficult time. I really do know, okay, that I'm pushing you forward now next year. I feel the reason why she's giving me yellow as well is because she wants to surround you by happiness and light. But I also feel that by the summer of next year, things in your life would be settled in a way, okay, that is really going to make you feel like as though whatever you've been working towards, you really, really, really are now starting to succeed. And that, I think, is a wonderful thing, because that shows me determination. It's almost as if she's lighting a candle for you to say, you know, that there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. And I also feel with you, Craig, that you are going to be cutting away any irrelevant situations, people, anything that doesn't serve you now, you're going to be moving away from. And I also feel that there's been a little bit of conflict with you, so I don't know whether this is work-related conflict or whether this is family conflict, but I do feel that there has been some conflict in you that you've needed to deal with. Do you understand, my love?
Yes, on the job.
On the job, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that in the last 5 months for you, that there's been a lot that you've had to kind of sort out. Someone in work has been unnecessarily difficult, and I don't know why, because they're not showing me that, although I am feeling that energy that you've had to deal with it. And I just want to say good on you, because you haven't buckled. It's almost like someone been trying to kind of put their authority on you in a way that makes you feel like you're not doing your job well and that they are doing their job better than you?
That happened, I say, about 4 years ago, but lately I've been dealing with racism.
Lately what? There's been what, my love?
Lately I've been dealing with racism on the job.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. So sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, that's absolutely awful, and I'm going to send you love on that one. But I do feel rise above it, okay? Rise above it, because that's their lower mentality. And I do feel that as we turn into 2013, I've got you doing a lot of soul searching about where you want to come in. I don't know if you've applied for something, But I really do feel that there's something coming in. So I don't know whether or not you're looking for something new or whether or not you really, really are trying to get some kind of something settled or sorted. But I just feel that there's a lot of change and your auntie is helping you, guiding you through these difficulties. And I feel what she's saying to you is that you can do it and she's with you. So do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I understand.
All right, so what I feel her message is that she's come through tonight to give you is, number one, she's come in with a lot of love, okay? And number two, I feel with her, it's almost as if, okay, what she's trying to say to you is, you know, please, you know, rise above things because you know that you are a wonderful man and that you are going to succeed in doing what you want in this life because you are very determined. And I feel that you will always treat people with consideration. And I feel people like that will always do well because your heart will shine through.
Right.
You know, and I feel that's what the message that she's kind of wanting to say to you this evening. But I'm going to have to leave you go now, my darling, although I could talk to you for endlessly, but we have got other people on the line. So I'm going to be saying thank you very, very, very much for connecting with me. And I'm glad that you're enjoying the Guiding Light Show and continue to listen, and that would be absolutely lovely. And I say God bless and thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my love. Okay, that was a lovely Craig. And now I've got Tasha on the line, and I'd like to say hello, Tasha. Welcome to Guiding Lights. How can I help you, please?
Hi, I want to know about my relationship that I'm in and messages from the family.
Right, okay, my love. So you want to know about the relationship that you're in and about the members of your family. Is that what you said to me then? Because you were a little bit faint. Yeah, okay.
I want to know about my relationship. Where do you see it as right now and where do you see it going, and messages from the other side?
Okay, my love. Firstly, as I'm linking in with you, I'm seeing a gentleman coming forward to you. And I feel that this gentleman was quite a tall guy when he was alive on this side. And he was quite a strong, broad-looking guy. And I feel that he was a very warm and tender person. And he's giving me the impression of father or a fatherly figure. Do you understand that, please? Can you take that?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Thank you very much. He was a very caring man. Did he used to do a lot of things for other people, please? Or was he heavily involved in the church? Because I just feel it with this guy. He had a real soul and he was very, very loving and lovely to be around.
Yeah, he did both.
All right, okay. Right, because I'm just getting that feeling with him, okay, that that at this moment in time, okay, he is really loving the opportunity to come through to you and talk to you, okay? And I feel that he's aware that there has been times when you've been on your own, okay, and really, really, really looking at your situation around you, darling.
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm feeling, okay, for you is that with you at the minute, okay, what I'm feeling is that there is definitely a little bit of conflict.
Yes.
In your family. So have you got a sister or a sister-in-law who hasn't really, really been being very, very difficult to be around lately, please?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, where is the female around your family then who's been a little bit difficult lately, please?
I don't know.
Okay, because I just feel, okay, that with you, okay, that there have been a little bit of difficulties coming around you over the family over the last few months.
Yeah, as far as with my kids.
Right,
it's
just your children.
I'm currently dealing with a situation with my two oldest kids.
Right, okay. And is this lady, is this a female energy? Because I really do feel, okay, that there seems to be some kind of an issue there, please.
That I do not know. But I guess because, you're trying to tell me that.
Yeah, because what I'm feeling, all right, with this, is that at the end of the day, my love, okay, it's almost as if you need to have some time out for yourself.
I know.
And I feel that what you need, all right, is just to step back a little bit. Okay? Really step back and really, really, really see where you are heading in your life. Because I do feel that there is like a bit of confusion there. Do you understand that, my love?
As far as with the household?
I just feel that you need to just take a step back. I feel that this situation will resolve, but it's going to take time. It's really going to take a little bit more time. It's almost as if, okay, with you, it's like as though what I want to say, okay, is that people around you are pushing buttons. And you need to really, 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 really focus on you, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm picking up, sweetheart. I feel that there is a lot of love in your family, my love, okay? That's what I'm feeling, my love. But I do feel, okay, that for you, okay, that things are going to start picking up really soon.
Okay.
Okay, but you've just got to go with the flow on this.
Okay.
I think that this is going to be something that's going to take time. Okay, because it's just like the girl, I feel that the girl has been, I don't know whether or not she's feeling a little bit overwhelmed with the situation at the moment, because I'm just getting a feeling of overwhelm, my love, if you understand.
I don't know, I don't be around no girls.
Right, well, there's close family member coming in here, okay? So if this is not your own family, this is a cousin of the family, because I definitely feel that there's an energy of a girl who's feeling a little bit overwhelmed at the moment.
Cousin?
And I think, I just feel that there is a female energy around this. And that's what Spirit has been showing me as well. And I also feel as well that your dad is telling me, okay, that with you, you just need to have a little bit of time out to do your own thing. I feel he always helped everyone anyway when he was on this side of life. And he's still looking in over your shoulders, really, really, really pushing things, okay, to help you, to guide you to a path of really trying to have a little bit of life back in your life. Because I feel over the last few months, things have been very, very difficult with you.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is where your dad is coming in. It's like as though he's shining a little light for you to say, come on, you know, my energy is around you. And I feel with him, it's almost like as though he's making me aware of the top of your head, all right? So either you are feeling stressed out and things are going around and around in your head, or before he passed, he had head problems or things weren't balanced with him. So do you understand that feeling?
Yeah, he's talking about as far as me being overwhelmed and stressed out as far as with the household.
So it's you that he's talking about.
Yeah, that's
did
what he's talking about.
Yeah, did you have any, did he have any head issues before he passed as well, please? Like feeling imbalanced or dizzy?
No, I don't know about that.
Because he's just saying to me that things are a little bit imbalanced, my love. Okay?
Yeah, he took about far as with me.
Things with what, sorry?
He's saying as far as with me in my life, things are a little unbalanced for her. That's what he's trying to say. I know he wants me to step back and and do some me time, but it's kind of hard for me to do that with dealing with the situation that I'm dealing with, parts of my kids. I know he's saying that it's going to, in due time, it's going to get better, but at the same time, he wants me to enjoy myself and my time alone and just be feel like I'm free.
Because what I'm feeling, my love, okay,
mm-hmm.
is that with you, I do feel as things are starting to settle down, so you are mm-hmm. going to find balance and peace in your life at home. And I know that things seem extremely, really, really, really tough right now, but
mm-hmm.
I do feel that they are going to settle and that there is definitely light at the end of this tunnel for you. I feel your dad
okay.
coming in tonight with such an abundance of love for you. I feel that he's making me aware of you as a little girl dancing. So I don't know whether or not you used to put on little shows when you was a child or whether you used to go dancing. But he's making me aware of you being a little girl and dancing. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so he's just bringing a memory. He's bringing a validation. This is what he's bringing in. And he's bringing in an abundance of love for you. So to me, that tells me that the spirit world is there for you. You are loved in spirit. And they are definitely trying to help you with overcome the difficulties that are around you now. And I'm going to say thank you so much for allowing me to work with you this evening. Okay. And thank you very much for listening to the Guiding Light Show. And God bless.
Bless you too.
Thank you, my love. Okay, well, that was the... now we are now going over to Area 610. And say, hi, welcome to Guiding Lights. Okay, have we got 610 on the line? Okay, my
it's
love. Hello, hi, is that Area 610?
Yes, that's it.
Hi there, could I just ask your name, please?
Yes, my name is Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. Hi, darling. You're through to Jeanette Ann on the Guiding Light Show. How can I help you this evening?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call, Jeanette. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I love your accent and your voice energy. Really lovely lady. Thank you very much for that.
No problem. No problem. I wanted to ask you about my present job.
Right.
You know, there's a few things, you know, changes going on in the back end, like somebody's leaving. And it was announced, you know, by our boss. So it was, you know, it was well received. And his last day is this coming Friday, and they're looking for someone. But for a while, things between us were not the best, not because of me. But nonetheless, I don't dwell on things, and I wish him the best. So, and I'm looking forward to the next person that's coming, and I want to start with a good foot, and I want to make myself available. I want to be a team player. And I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as that, and also how you, what are you picking up as far as, you know, me and my job itself.
Yeah, okay. Now, I feel very, very drawn to you, okay, being a real, you know, good team player, but I feel that you've got a lot of your own natural energy, and I feel that you are a very good balanced person to be in charge of other people, so you've got a lot of skills, okay? I do feel that work for you is being a little bit all over the place, because it seems like as though you don't know what to do for the best in the situation. I feel like as though there's been a bit of confusion and mix-up around your work now, and this has been getting worse. For around about now, I would say 6 or 7 weeks, has been a little bit imbalanced there. But I do feel that as things have been a bit imbalanced, so that they'll balance themselves back out a bit for you, because it's like news coming in. All right, so I don't know whether or not you move in to a new department or you're going to be offered something, but I do feel that things are going to be getting a lot easier for you in work, okay? And I really do feel that whatever the difficulties that you've had, you've been cutting, or you will be cutting them away for your, from your energy. And I do feel that as I'm linking in with you, there seems to be an energy of a gentleman that's passed over, and I feel that when he passed over, he wasn't very old, okay? I've got this gentleman as being either in his late 20s or early 30s, and there seems to be a family link with this gentleman, but I also get the impression of someone who was a soldier, okay? So do you understand this link, please? Hello? Okay, I think we might have lost the lady off the line. Do you understand, my love? Hello, are you still there? Okay, now then, I think we've lost the lady from the line. So what we're going to actually do now, my love, is go over to some songs, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes after the songs. Thank you.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, they don't understand.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, that was absolutely fantastic. I do love that song. Okay, well, welcome back to Guiding Lights. And I do believe that we have Area 610 on the line. And I think that this was the lady that we spoke to a moment ago, and she had some technical problems. Hi, my love. Welcome back. Are you there? No, I think we've got gremlins in the work because 610 is not back. So I'm going to move swiftly on, and I'm going to introduce our lovely guest, and that is the lovely Ruth Mooney, who's come in this evening to say hi to us on the Guiding Light Show. And I'm going to say hi, Ruth. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello there? Hello? Well, I don't think Ruth is there neither. So we're going to go swiftly on to 267 and say hello to area code 267. Hello? Hello? Hello there.
Hello?
Hello. Hello there, Ruth. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Janesh.
Yeah, I'm really good. Lovely, thank you. Well, thanks for popping in to say hi to us this evening. We've been having some major technical difficulties this evening. This is all because Mercury is gone into retrograde. We've had phones ringing. We've had people cutting. It's been absolutely full of technical problems this evening, but we are still here. The Guiding Light Show is going to carry on. And I do believe that we have got Area 267 on the line. And I would just like to say hi. Nope, we haven't got Area 267. That lady's gone. Gosh, I don't know what's happening tonight, Ruth, but there's lots of gremlins in the room. Anyway, how are you, my love?
I'm doing very well today. Jeanette, how are you doing? I believe you've had a lovely weekend. You're up there in London.
I have been, my darling, yes. I've been working on the television live on Psychic World TV 886 and Psychic Today TV in London. It's been an absolutely amazing weekend. I've met some lovely people. The show was fab, really busy, back-to-back, lovely vibe. So I'll probably be going back up there sometime very soon. And I do believe, Ruth, that we've got another big storm going out in America. So that's interfering with a lot of the connections this evening, and it's also interfering with a lot of the callers online. So I'm sorry if it's interrupting anybody's listening tonight, but Ruth and myself are going to be here until 11 o'clock, and hopefully we're going to be able to get some callers through. But in the meantime, Ruth and I will do what we can for you. So tell me, Ruth, what have you been doing since I last spoke to you?
Myself, I have been working very hard here at the moment. At the moment, I'm actually doing a charity for Pieta House. This charity actually helps people with chronic depression and all sorts of problem areas in their lives. And basically, it helps them, you know, with suicidal tendencies and that. So hopefully, I get to raise the money that I wish to help them out, Jeanette.
Oh, well, that is absolutely wonderful. And also, you have another charity which is very close to your heart as well, because you also like the autism as well, don't you? You've also support and do a lot with the autism charities as well, yeah?
I do indeed. It's called Beach Park, where they do a lot of work for the children here, and it's more got to do with their education. As my son Jake, as you well know, you've met him and been on holidays with us.
Yes.
Jake suffers from autism, and as you can well see, Beach Park has worked very well by him. So I do reach out a lot for Beach Park as well. And I feel that that does help, you know, people that are struggling, that can't come to terms with the fact that their child has autism. But it does work, and we do need to get that out there, that there is a lot there that can be done. These children actually can go on to lead a normal life at the end. So, yes, I do a lot of work there attached to that. It's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, that is absolutely amazing that you are so heavily involved in that. And I know what a special, special little boy you have in Jake and how lovely he is. And I know that these wonderful children, you know, need all the help, love and support that they can get. So I'm really pleased that you are taking the time out to, you know, do a little bit more, as you kind of have your hands full as well, looking after Jake, who is difficult sometimes, but he is such a lovely little boy at the same time as well, you know?
Yeah, it can be very hard for people in these circumstances, and I do find some people, they find it so hard and they just don't understand it, but it's not to be for us to understand it. It's only if you could take that moment to see the world through their eyes, it would be magnificent.
It certainly would. It certainly would, my love. And, you know, at the end of the day, you only can do what you can do. And, you know, this evening's topic that I was talking about was, you know, sometimes when you feel like it's all the, you know, you really are up against the wall because things are so difficult, that's when you really become your own, you know, your true self, when you're faced really with all these obstacles, you know, that sometimes life gives us, if you understand. So what I was saying, you know, to you, I know that you've had your personal battles as well, because you know you have had illness, and don't you think that it makes you stronger, my love?
I really do feel, for people that wouldn't know, I actually fought cancer 6 years ago now, Jeanette, that is, believe it or not. And I actually came out the other side of it. I've been so blessed in life. It's almost uncanny, we could say. I've been very, very blessed in a lot of ways. And yes, I did overcome it, but I've met some magnificent people along the way. And this journey couldn't have been possible without those little obstacles there.
Okay, well, that's it, because as I said, you know what, sometimes when you are really, really faced with these decisions in life, whether it's due to illness or heartbreak, you know, sometimes people have been left unexpectedly alone, whether or not it's through bereavement or whether it's, you know, if it's a partner that kind of decides that, you know, decides that, you know, I think that sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, we just really need to stand strong. Now, I do believe, my love, okay, that we have a lovely lady on the line called Carol, and I'm gonna pass her over to you, Ruth, because you can read for her for me, my love.
Oh, I'd love to.
I'm just gonna introduce her and say, hi, Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, my lovely. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth now in Ireland to read for you.
Hello, Carol. How are you, darling?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm hearing a little echo here. I'm having technical problems as well, honey. And how can I help you?
I'd like a spirit reading, please.
Of course you can, indeed. Carol, do I get the impression that you've had a few inner conflicts around you recently?
Yes.
And you're kind of feeling that you're very, very badly let down in your life, that you kind of feel that people are kind of pushing against you a lot and letting you down. The guides are kind of giving me an indication where you feel that you have kind of, I don't know, just been battled against people quite a bit.
Yep.
Okay. But in general, what I'm picking up very strong around you here and the guides around you is that you're lucky enough you have a good man around you.
Yep.
Okay. And he does work very hard and he strives very hard there. But kind of with you yourself, you kind of want to set yourself back out into something there. You're kind of at a loss is what I'm feeling around you.
Yep.
Okay. Carol, can I ask you, you're coming across as a very psychic and clairvoyant lady to me. Do you work in the same as ourselves?
No, but I sense spirit. I see spirit. And I'm starting to hear them as well.
Oh, so you are actually starting to open the third eye and the ear chakra to hear spirits?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Are you doing enough meditation is what I'm being asked here very nicely?
Meditation? No.
Okay. Is it not for you, darling?
No.
Okay. You do know, I know that it's always nice to meditate the right way in your life. But sometimes meditation can be just looking at water and waves. I know for a fact the lovely Jeanette there, she absolutely loves the beach and going and looking at the water and it's splashing against the rocks. That's her meditation. And I actually can relate to that myself. And maybe it's something as simple as that could be your meditation.
Yeah, I do like to get my head stuck in a good book.
Oh, well, I mean, you couldn't ask for better than that. That's some concentration goes into that. I actually feel if you do something in that area like that, just to kind of open it up. Sometimes if you just get a piece of paper and you write on a piece of paper, you take a few deep breaths and you exhale out there. You'd be surprised at what the ear chakra will pick up. So don't be afraid of hearing the voice of spirit.
Right.
Sometimes they can speak as clear as I'm speaking to you. Other times it's what you're picking up from the sounds coming into you. It's all very important. I do feel that you need to develop yourself, that you're actually there, and you just need some little development coming in around you.
Yeah.
And it's something that has interested you. It wasn't always a choice of career for you, but somehow you feel that you're getting drawn to it. I'm picking up Archangel Michael around you an awful lot here as well.
Yeah.
And I feel that you do an awful lot of praying to Archangel Michael.
Yep.
And what I'm getting that Michael will help you with all of this as well. And what I'm picking up very strong, Carol, is that you are you're very much into healing as well. You like to give out a lot of love and light there.
Yep.
And what I'm picking up is that's something that you should do.
Yeah, I've been told that many times, yep.
Okay, and this could be the reason why you're finding yourself getting hit off of people where you kind of always seem to have a conflict with people around you. You help people and then people come along and they just keep knocking you back constantly.
Yeah.
You will find yourself in them situations. That's because you're logical, you're honest, and you try your best to go with it's either black or it's white. You do your utmost best with people. And you don't always come out the best side of that, sure you don't.
No, I don't. No.
You know, I do find that and that happens. The guys are telling me very strongly to tell you that I really feel that you should carry on with Archangel Michael. Cut the cords to the past. I don't think you're a bitter person.
Yep.
Okay. And what I'm picking up very strong off you, you do hurt easy. Because you don't want to hurt another person. Sure you don't.
No, I don't.
Okay. So basically what I'm feeling here off of you is you don't like when they hurt you. You're very much for everybody to themselves and live and let live out there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What I'm going to say to you is, Carol, I'm bringing in a lovely lady here from the spirit world. And she comes across to me like a smallish woman in height. And I'm getting a belly laugh off of this woman. This woman is doing a belly laugh. And she's like a mother figure to me.
Yeah.
Is she your mother by any chance?
Yeah.
And why do I want to reach out and eat jelly sweets? Like royal jelly sweets, lovely shaped oranges and lemons.
Because they used to be my favourite sweets.
Okay. She's also shown me something that she used to do with her hands, and you used to help her do it. And I have a funny feeling that the two of you either sewed or done embroidery together.
Yep.
And do I see this going down as little things that she'd put over her armchairs so that you wouldn't wear out the arms of her chair?
That's right, yep.
Oh, she was very fussy about her armchairs.
Yeah.
Okay. But she also loved her ornaments.
Oh, yes.
Okay. They had to be in a certain order and a certain way.
Yep.
And she refused. Do I pick up a lovely pink and white ornament? And I'm picking like I'm going to say it's a cabinet, a wooden cabinet, and it's like a lady and a horse on it.
I don't know.
It's very unusual, I've got to say. It's just so unusual, the ornament. But it's like as though they were pride to her, but she wouldn't part them, and they weren't the best looking ones. And she's laughing about it, but she says that you do take after her in an awful lot of ways.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting a K name very strong in around you. It's like a K I'm getting. I don't know whether it's K or whatever, but there's a K name very strong and very close in your heart.
Yep.
Okay. And she's saying to you, wind down in your life. Don't wind up, wind down in your life, and don't be letting people get to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope I've helped you there tonight.
Yes, it has, yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to wish you nothing but the best luck. Carry on developing. Keep in touch with us, and maybe myself and Jeanette can help people with some forms of meditation on another show for you.
Okay.
Blessings of love and light to you, darling.
Okay, and you, God bless.
God bless, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was a lovely reading for the lovely Carol. Thank you very much for that, Ruth. Now, I do believe we have caller 610 on the line. And this is the lady that we were speaking to earlier on, but we've been having huge technical problems tonight because I believe that there's a storm somewhere and we're all having problems. But we are going to try to carry on and, you know, give the Guiding Light show like we always do to the best of our abilities under the technical circumstances. So I'm just going to say hi to caller 610. Are you there and welcome to Guiding Light?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my love. Now, you dropped on us earlier on because, as I say, we are all having some issues with the problems. So when you was there with me earlier on, I was trying to tell you about the work situation. Did you understand that, or was the line cut before you had an opportunity to listen?
No, not really. I just got cut off, and you were just whatever. I guess I missed everything.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. It's been one of those kind of shows. Actually, Mercury is in retrograde, and it went into retrograde about 3 or 4 days ago. And since then, it's affecting all sorts of technical problems. But we are going to try to do what we can for the listeners tonight and hope that we can get this show done without too many more problems on the technical department. Okay, now, what I was feeling for you, my love, okay, ways that there has to be change around your work environment. Because what I'm feeling here with you is that I've got the impression that there's a lady who comes in from spirit who I feel was either a mum or an auntie, because I'm getting a strong female family link. Do you understand that?
So you're saying you feel like an aunt present?
Yeah, I feel that this is a very close family link to you, okay? And so this lady was on your mum's side, by the way. Do you understand who this is, please?
Not really.
Okay, because this could be a generation removed, okay?
Yeah.
Because I do feel that this lady would have been like a nana, but she was an auntie. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she was kind of around the family, and really, really, really kind of part of the family, if you understand, you know?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Well, her energy is there, okay, with you, and she is really bringing in lots of love to you, because she's kind of saying, I know that you've been going through these experiences, okay? But she is trying to guide you forward, and she's taking me back, okay, about 7 months ago, when there seemed to be some difficulties going on around you. And it's almost like as though she was there when these things were going on, or giving me the impression that she has been there around you, you know, over the last few months when you've been dealing with all these difficulties. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Right. So would you say that either the 7th month of July has been the difficult month, or that for the last 7 months things have been quite difficult for you? Because she's just giving me 7, so I don't know whether she's talking about the month of July or whether it is the last 7 months.
Well, I could say that it basically started 7 months ago, when if you count back
months.
April till now. So seven,
right, so
eight, yeah. So yeah, it's about 7 months ago.
Right. Okay.
But
she's making me aware of it.
But it has lessened in a way.
Okay, because she's telling me that there's been a lot of deceit around the work situation.
Deceit. Okay.
Okay, and someone has been a little bit two-faced, that's what I'm getting. But she's telling me to tell you that there is new beginnings coming in for you, okay? And she's saying that you was born to do good things, and that you are a very creative person who has a lot of spirit energy around you. You're very, very much a loving person who has got a lot of grace, okay? And you are certainly a leader rather than a follower. But it's almost as if what she's saying is, because of all these difficulties around you, you've been feeling a little bit under par. It's like as though you've been feeling worn out by everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay? And she's saying that sometimes you're forgetting, you know, that your body is a machine and it needs sleep and food and rest. Because it's
yeah.
like as though you're not doing the above in the order that you need to. And it's like as though she's telling you you've got to make the decision to move on with your life. I feel that you feel a little bit at ease at the moment in work, because it's either 3 opportunities coming in around you, or there's 3 chances and you're not quite sure what to do. But what she's saying is that follow the new path, because it's a straight line ahead for you and things are going to really start moving on. You know, she said you always was such a graceful person. You've got a lot of, you know, wonderful ways about you, but sometimes it's like as though you've been afraid to take a risk just in case it's wrong. Do you understand?
Yes.
She's saying take that risk, take that chance, because you are going to do well. There is a lot more happiness coming in, okay? It's like you don't want to deprive yourself of happiness. You don't need to stay anywhere if you're feeling a little bit lost or discontent, because there is a new business venture coming in for you. I feel that she's standing by the side of you, kind of helping you and assisting you, and kind of trying to say, come on, your life force energy is really strong. You can do this. You can do anything you want to do. And she's just saying, you know, come on, I'm here. You can do this. And it's just a case of survival at the moment. But there is going to be better balance coming in for you. And you will find that by listening to your inner voice, that you are actually going to overcome this, and that there is a lot more happiness coming in for you, my love. So it's basically about just trying not to get involved with all these difficult things that have been going on around you in the work environment. Try to kind of back yourself out. Continue to be creative and do your job to the best of your ability, because I do feel with you, okay, that the voice that you have is going to guide you on the right path.
Right, because see, the thing is, like I said, someone is leaving, the project manager, and like I said, I wish him the best. I mean, he has treated me poorly in some instances, and
doesn't that
mean
you're the best person, my love, to be able to do that after someone's treated you badly?
What's that?
Don't you think that I think that you are the better person for being dignified by wishing him well and after he's treated you badly? So that shows, my love, that you are a real, you know, lovely soul who doesn't like,
right.
you know, doesn't like any animosity, okay?
Right, right. I didn't let it affect me, but
well,
I don't know about the new person that's coming in. I mean, as far as it's going to be, you think it's going to be someone American or foreigner? I mean, is it somebody that's going to...
I feel okay with you, that there is a lot of new energy coming in around, okay? I do see that you are going to be meeting someone. Spirit is showing me you're happy. So I do feel that you are going to find that happiness that you've been looking for when the time is right. But I just have to say, don't exhaust yourself looking, because, you know, as you know yourself, when Spirit is right, it's right. And I feel that when the time is right for you to move on with someone new, someone definitely will come in. In the meantime, I feel what you need to do, okay, is just really, really, really focus on your own energy.
Okay.
To get your life back on track, I would say just ask Archangel Michael to come in and give you a hand with your life and all these struggles that surround you, and things are definitely going to start improving. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, and I'd like to say thank you so very much for coming in to the Guiding Light.
Okay, thank you.
It's been the Guiding Light Show. Okay, my love? Thank you so much. Okay, now then, we have Ruth back with us. Are you there, Ruth?
Hello there, Jeanette. I'm having technical problems here, as you can hear in the background.
Yeah.
And I can only apologise for it. As I try to deal with it, I cut myself off that time. He's nicely had to take me back in. Just seems to be that the gremlins are here with us, and we're just going to have to bear with them, aren't we, honey?
We certainly are, and we can only do the best under the situation that we're in tonight. Okay, now then, what I'm going to do now is I think we're going to go over to a song next, and we're going to come back after a few and then continue on having a chat about what's been happening to yourself over the week. And you can tell the listeners out there how you work and how you got into being a professional psychic and your journey.
No problem, Jeanette.
Okay, but before we go, okay, I'm just going to see if the lovely Mr. Mike Davis is here. And if he is, I'd like to say, hi, Mike. I don't know if you're there because of the technical problems, but are you there with us, Mike?
Hi.
You're there then, Mr. Davis. You're there, yeah? We've had the gremlins and all the gremlins on tonight's show with the technical difficulties. And I believe that you're in Norway. Is that correct?
I am. I'm in Norway. I really speak at the moment. I'm just come on. I'm just kind of last of your show. And it's, well, it's very good from right here.
Okay, because we're not actually getting what you're saying clearly because the technical problems, it's like sounding like chop, 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 chop. But if you could try to ask you again, how is your tour going over there this evening?
I think that I'm having difficulties myself with the connection. So the gremlins are certainly out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll do our very best to sort as we go.
Hello, are you there, Mike? Well, I think we might
think he got cut off there, Jeanette.
Yeah, I think we've lost.
He was trying to say that he had technical problems there and his mic wasn't working correctly for him, and he was trying his best in between all of the blurs.
what an evening tonight with all these technical problems. Okay, well, I think we're going to go over to a song now, and we're going to see if we can get Mike back in after a song. So I'm going to ask our producer to put the next song on for us, and just enjoy the music, and we'll come back in a minute or two. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body.
Hi there. I think we're back on air. And I'd like to say hi. Welcome back to Ruth. Are you there with me, Ruth?
I am, Jeanette.
Okay, darling. I don't know what you're thinking of the fantastic music on the show tonight, but it's certainly keeping everybody awake. I love that song, Usher. It's such a good song to pick yourself up and have a little bop around your living room if you're feeling a little bit down, yeah? What do you think?
Yes, Jeanette, I have to say, it's one of the best medicines, really, isn't it? And it comes in, really, from the angels as well. Don't you tell us, singing and dancing is a great way to clear your soul of some of your problems.
Yeah, that is the best way. Did you know sometimes, okay, when you know, singing is a wonderful way to lift your vibration. So if you're feeling a little bit down and sad, just put some tracks on and just sing away, even if you want to sing away with your hairbrush or just chat away, you know, just sing it out, because sometimes when you burst into song, you really lift that energy. This is why people sing in churches and chapels and, you know, just to bring that lovely energy. That lovely high vibration energy there. And I think that a lot of people, you know, should do a little bit more, you know, of that energy just to bring themselves through. Okay, now I do believe that we have we've got another caller coming in, but we are still trying to connect the callers because we're having a huge amount of problems. But until we are getting someone through, because we are having these difficulties, I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite way of working, and when did you realize that you had these wonderful gifts?
Okay, Jeanette, I realized that very early age that I had got this gift as a child, but as years went on, I couldn't understand why people were upset about family members in particular that had gone to the other side. And like my grandfather, my father's father, James, was the first gentleman to come to me, and as a young child we don't understand that, but I could have free conversations with him and all. So it never affected me like it would have affected as I got older. But as I got older, I realised that I really was hearing the voice of spirits and all. And it was a woman who pulled me aside in life, and I was in the medical profession, and we got talking about her sister was basically very sick and in a coma. And we were talking away, but I didn't realise that she was a medium. I was quite young, and she told me to hold out there, and she brought me aside and she taught me a few things in the spiritual life. Beautiful, wonderful earth angel she was. And she told me that I would know my full purpose and I would change my full career and how I work in my life. When I have a child, I would be given a special child, and that child, when he was about 6 weeks old, the journey I'd have to take. And that was 12 years ago when I had my son with autism.
Wow, okay, well that's wonderful. So how do you like to work, my love? Do you like to work in any particular way?
I just like to kind of relax with the person and let them kind of get comfortable with me first, which I feel is very important, that they become comfortable with me. And then I like to bring in my guides as well. I work very close with my guides. And I also like the spirits to come in and give some valuation on it. But I am very, very attached to angel cards.
Okay, well that is absolutely wonderful, and it's wonderful that you've got so much, you know, that you are so connected to these lovely cards. But I just want to say for a moment that I've got a lovely lady online called Bertie, and I'm going to say hello to her, and then I'm going to come back to you in a little while, Ruth, but stay online. And I'd like to say hello, Bertie, to Guiding Light. And I also believe that we've got the wonderful Mike Davis back with us as well.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi. Welcome to Guiding Light.
Thank you.
And is that Bertie, yeah?
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, my love?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Now then, is... No. Okay. I think maybe Mr. Michael Davis is going to come in at some stage, but I'd like you to just hopefully we can hear you properly because the connection has been so bad. But how can I help you this evening, my love? Is there any area that you'd like me to connect with for you this evening?
Oh, I just wish you can give me just an ordinary reading. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart, no problem. Now then, as I'm linking in with you, darling, I'm really feeling that you're on the crossroads at the moment. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Do.
Yeah, because there seems to be a lot of things juggling around in your mind. It's like as though I'm not really quite sure which direction I need to be focusing on in my life, if you understand, sweetheart.
Yeah, you're quite right.
Okay, and I do feel that with you, it's like there's a situation, I have to say it, Spirit have just given it to me now, that it seems to be coming back around, so it's like as though it wasn't dealt with before, so it's coming back around to be dealt with again. Do you understand why they're giving me this feeling of something coming back around because it's not dealt with?
Yeah, absolutely.
You understand that, my love?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, okay, because you're cutting out, I can't hear you. Now then, no, it's not your problems, the technical problems you're having this evening. I do feel that there's a lady connected to you, okay, sweetheart, and I'm just getting a younger lady, so I feel that this lady was quite young when she passed, okay? Possibly, okay. I don't feel that she was older than a late 30s. And this is a family member, and it's like a close family link to you. Do you understand who this lovely lady is, please? Okay, now she's either a very dear, dear friend who was like family to you, or she's an extended family member, like an auntie or a cousin or a niece. Or some very, very close family link to you, or very, very good friend who was like family. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now,
do you want me to?
No, I'm just asking this lady to come forward. I feel, okay, that there was an S in this lady's name connected to her, an S sounding name connected to this lady, and she was very, very caring. I feel that she passed suddenly, but that she was actually unwell for a while before she passed, my love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you
take the initial S strongly connected with this lady?
Her last name.
Pardon, sorry?
Her last name, I can.
Ah, okay, thank you. Okay, because she is saying that she thinks that you are a lovely, lovely person, that she comes in quite a lot with you. She stands by your side sometimes. And also, sweetheart, have you been having problems with your lower back?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's been rubbing your back for you. She's been assisting you because it's like as though you've been having a lot of pain in that lower back area and she's been coming in to say, I'm here, I'm helping you, my love. So she's really drawing close to you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, she's fetching in so much love. I'm getting all this pink love energy coming towards me now. Okay?
Yeah.
And also, my love, her face. Did she have something wrong with her face? Or a head or the side of a ear, because I've just had this pain across my face and up to my head.
Yeah, I can take that.
Do you understand that pain? Why she would be showing me such pain like this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You understand absolutely, because it's like, oh, my gosh, this is so much pain. You know, it's almost I can't lift my head up. Because it's so much pain. And when I am standing up, my head is going around and I'm losing my balance, because she's giving me that sensation now that my head is really, really dizzy. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I've also got a lump in my throat. So I feel like I'm very emotional with this lovely lady. She's making me feel touched, actually. It's almost as if she's trying to say to me, if only there was more time.
I know okay, what you mean.
Does she know that? Do you understand that? Because it's like what she's actually saying, all right, it's like what I'm trying to say is she's saying that she didn't have enough time to say goodbye, but she is with you and she hasn't said goodbye because her love is there with you in her heart. She will keep you in her heart forever. And she knows that you are going to grow from strength to strength, okay? Because you've been quite emotional and quite heartbroken. And she just wants to say, I'm here, but I'm fine, so please don't grieve for me. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I understand everything you said.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful. And I do feel what she's actually telling me, okay, is that your guardian angels are around you and that she is now assisting you as being one of your guardian angels. And she says that she also used to enjoy flowers and she used to enjoy pretty things. And she said that it was a gift of love that she shared with you all, but she said it was just her time to go and she is at peace now. And she wants to bring that message to the family that she is at peace. She doesn't want anybody to be in despair because it was just her time to go. She would have liked to have stayed with you longer, but it was just her time to go and she is at peace. Yeah. And she wants you to continue with your life path, knowing that this lady's love is there for you and that she really, really, really wants to bring that in for you because she knows that you have been doubting yourself.
Yes, I have. That's what
all right.
Yeah.
And she says, don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Stay strong. Use your intuition because you're quite a spiritual person yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's trying to say to you, listen to your own intuition, okay, listen to that because that's coming in very, very strongly, okay, for you, okay, so I don't know, okay, whether or not you've been trying to develop yourself lately or whether or not you've considered it. But I do feel that you have the ability to do it. And I think you need to kind of go on a journey to see where that takes you. Because you will have a lot of pleasure helping others and giving validations that there is life after, you know, after life. And I feel that, you know, that you've got a beautiful energy around you. I see a lot of greens around you, so that tells me that you're a very peaceful person. You're very placid, okay? You're very calming, and you also give a lot of love and inspirational ideas to a lot of people.
Oh, thank you. I hope I
okay. Yes, you do. And I'd just like to say, Bertie, that it's been absolutely lovely reading for you this evening. And I hope I've given you some evidence that your loved ones are with you.
It was my mother.
Bless you. Okay. Because she is bringing in so much abundance of love for you. Okay. And I would like to leave that energy with you and say thank you very much for connecting in to the Guiding Light Show with us this evening. And God bless.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now then, I do believe that we've got two callers on the line and I'm going over to area 619 and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth Mooney who's going to say hello to you and she's going to help you with your question.
Okay. Hi there.
Hello. Hi there. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth Mooney. Are you there, Ruth?
I'm here, Jeanette.
Okay.
Hello there. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And can I ask you your name? I didn't catch your name that time.
Well, my name is Donna.
Hello, Donna. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Okay. Donna, have you had issues around you where you find it very hard to heal from past?
From
and
what?
Past issues around you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm feeling here is that you kind of you have a lot going on around you at the moment, Donna.
Yeah, I do.
And you're kind of trying to follow your gut instincts an awful lot in this.
True.
And you're actually querying your gut instincts in these issues.
Uh-huh.
And I feel these are holding your life back for, I'm going to say, the last 9 to 10 months.
Okay.
And you do want to move forward. And
yes,
there's a little piece of fear here with you. The indication I'm being shown from the spirit world around you is I feel a gentleman's also the hopeless.
What was it? I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to try and lower down the mic there and see if it helps. Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay. There's a bit of feedback. I do have technical problems myself, darling.
Oh, sorry.
Feel that a gentleman is also around these problems with you?
Yes.
And it's a decision that you made many years ago, but you're only starting to see it now.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Basically, what I'm getting here in from my own guys, I also have a gentleman around you. What I'm picking up from my own guys is... Blocking away the fear.
Okay.
It's only a fear, which is nothing else bar a fear, darling. So what you need to do is call upon, I'm going to say, Archangel Michael and Raphael.
Okay.
They will lift away the fear based on the energy from you. They'll take it all away. And they will surround you in this situation because somebody has been playing you very hard in your life.
Somebody has what?
Somebody hasn't been treating you correctly.
Oh, okay, right. Yes. Yeah. Why is that?
I'm still picking up the male energy.
Yeah? Huh.
I'm still picking up I'm picking up a beautiful spirit here. Could he be your grandfather, darling?
Yes. Probably.
Was your grandfather a soldier gentleman?
A what gentleman?
Was he a soldier?
Yes, he was. Yes.
Okay. He's very much around you tonight, darling. He's been around you quite a while.
Is this on my dad or my mom's side?
I'm picking up your dad.
Dad? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking up your daddy.
Okay.
And what I'm getting here is that you have been suffering vicious headaches.
Uh-huh.
And they're like migraines.
They're like, have migraines?
Yeah.
Okay. I have.
And what I've been told here is that you're not looking after yourself.
No. True.
And you need to look after yourself and detox your body.
Okay. Yeah.
You do this... You will actually move forward.
Okay.
What I'm getting off this beautiful gentleman for you is within 6 weeks.
I'm going to meet somebody?
He's given me the figure of 6 weeks.
A new person or somebody I already know?
That you are going to be in a perfect romantic situation. And I feel the gentleman that is already around you, and I feel he's coming more forward.
I wonder who that one who do you have any more hints on who that could be?
I get the feeling that there could be an S somewhere around the initial.
An S?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'll have to think about that one.
Okay. There's an echo here.
An echo here.
In the spirit world as well.
Is that better? That's better, huh?
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm picking up very strong. He's guaranteeing kind of to you that he's answering your prayers.
Oh, okay. F. I wonder who that could be. Interesting.
Okay. God, there's a playback echo here. I'm echoing back to myself.
I took it off speaker, so it's not on my end.
Okay. It's just the technical glitches we're having here tonight.
Could it be the first name be Travis?
The a T initial around him.
And then there's his last name is Smith, and that's an S.
Okay, there you go then. Okay. It's the S initial, he's saying the S initial to me very strongly here. So is it possibility, yes?
Yeah.
Do you have something wrong with one of your knees?
No, I don't. I do not have anything wrong with one of my knees, no.
Could it be that gentleman, I wonder?
I don't think so.
I'm going to give that to you. I feel that's the hint that's going to take it forward.
And
what I'm feeling here is this gentleman will definitely be around you very shortly. I'm also getting that you need to work very close with clearing off all the energies that hasn't been right by you for a long time.
Okay.
Throw away any fears that you have.
Okay.
Going forward and remember, your confidence is very, very low, Donna.
Okay, yeah, it is. I'll work on
that. I know that you've been previously hurt by another gentleman because he's telling me here he has watched you and he has tried to help you that you could move forward. Need to move forward and leave the past where it is and getting very strong. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes, I do. I do.
You know, because the past, there's no point in shutting down your heart either. Because I can see what a wonderful person you are. You've an awful lot to give out there to somebody, but David has an awful lot to give back to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so just kind of throw the fears away. It's only a bit fear. You're afraid of taking that chance, and you're afraid of trusting again. And what this beautiful gentleman, the spirit world, is saying to me is throw away the fears. He's walking beside you every step of the way.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your phone call.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Blessings, darling. Blessings.
Oh, that was lovely, Ruth. Thank you so much for that. Now, I do believe we have a Daniela on the line. And I'd like to say hello. Welcome, Daniela, to Guiding Lights.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm very good. Thank you, my lovely. I'm sorry if we've had a few technical problems tonight. We've had major gremlins, but I hope it hasn't hampered the entertainment on the Guiding Light show for our listeners tonight. Okay, how can I help you, my love?
Well, I'd like to know if there's any messages for me from Spirit regarding my family life, either my family life or this business I'm trying to get off the ground.
Okay. Now, the first thing I'm feeling from Spirit is the word appreciation, okay, and restrictions, because I feel what they're actually giving me for you is that you feel a little bit unappreciated, and there has been a few restrictions placed upon you. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so we've got the link going. I feel, that with you, I'm linking into an older gentleman. I feel that this gentleman was quite an old age when he passed, and I feel that there was either a connection to reddish hair with him, or that there was something connected to the colour red around this gentleman. I thought he was very fiery as a personality, but I'm getting a lot of red energy. Now, I know that that means that he's bringing in a lot of love for you, okay? But I also feel when he was on this side of life, he was a very passionate man about what he did, and he was quite creative in his way, but he felt a little bit restricted. Do you understand the gentleman that I have here?
I don't think so. Do we have a letter that his name starts with?
I'm going to go with the letter K, okay, because I'm getting a K, or I'm going with a C. So we're talking about a Chris, or we're talking about a Keith, but we are definitely talking a C kind of connection with this gentleman.
Okay,
can you take this, please, because I'm strongly getting this connection to this K or C gentleman.
Okay. I have an uncle by the name of Charles, but he does not have any reddish hair. He's very dark skin.
Right. But the red doesn't necessarily mean his hair. It could be his personality, because I feel when he was on this side, he was very feisty as a personality. He was very passionate about what he was doing, and I feel that he had a lot of energy around him, and that when he passed, okay, it's almost as if, you know, there was a lot of sadness, obviously, but I do feel that he has come through tonight for you to say that the issues that you are facing at the moment are exhausting you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and that what he's saying to me is that you need more time to just be you, because what I'm feeling is that it's just one of these situations where I feel sometimes your family either overload you with problems, or there's definitely been overloading of problems around you. And I feel he's bringing that energy in just to say that you need some time out. You need to take a chance. You need to have more life in your life. It's almost as if what he's trying to say to you is that recently things have really been difficult and you haven't been able to think outside the box, because there's been a problem around you that seems to be ongoing and that you've withdrawn from it. Do you understand, my love?
Yes.
And that you
sense.
Right, okay, thank you. Because he's giving me the impression that withdrawing was the best thing to do, because sometimes we can't do any more than our best.
Right.
And I feel that you have tried your best in this situation, okay? And it's almost as if with you, it's like you've got to have the realization that you have got to have priorities, which is your own life's happiness, all right? And I feel that's why he's showing me, okay, with you, the number three, which is all about harmony and balance. And it's all about living for today, all right? And I feel that that is actually where you need to be focusing on a little bit more of living your own life and not judging yourself, because you can be overly self-critical of yourself as well.
Okay.
All right? So it's like it is okay to make mistakes and fall down in life, because it's not how you fall down, it's how you pick yourself up. And I do feel for you, it's almost as if, I just want to say that you need to have a little bit more balance in your life. You need to get back out into the community and start mixing and having more fun. There is a lovely celebration, I feel, around you. So this period of feeling down, I feel that the spirit is telling me that things are going to start going back on track. And I also feel that for you, okay, what I'm dealing with here is you coming out of the shadows more and being more of yourself. Because I feel like as though I'm, as I said earlier on, what they're giving me is that you've been feeling restricted. And I just want you to say, right, okay, this is my time now. I need to shine for who I am. And that's exactly what I do feel, okay, for you, is that you are definitely, definitely, definitely going to make these new beginnings. You are going to start thinking about how you can change, okay, your kind of energy around you to bring a little bit more happiness in around you, because that's what you need, okay, is a little bit more happiness, darling. And your loved ones in spirit are saying to me that you are very creative as a person, okay? You do, you know, you can pretty much turn your hand to everything. And I just want to bring some more music in your life, more creativity in your life, maybe painting, because I feel that you've got a flair to paint or draw. And it's like spirit is saying, you know, really start to look at life and paint a lovely picture for yourself. And that's the impression that spirit are giving me, that they want to bring this lovely picture in for you. It's almost like as though they want to set you free to be carefree a little bit more and not so restricted. Because when I'm linking into your energy, I feel like I'm really feeling down. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what that means to me is that you are definitely going to turn the corner, and Spirit are there helping you and guiding you. And I'm going to have to say goodbye to you now, sweetheart, because we have got another caller on the line and we are coming up to the end of the show. So I'd like to say goodbye and thank you so much for coming in on the line tonight and speaking to me on the Guiding Light Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it. And namaste to you.
Well, thank you, darling. And I hope that that's given you some guidance and comfort this evening. And I'd like to say thank you very much and carry on listening to the Guiding Light Show. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye, my love. Okay, Ruth, now we've got a lovely Cindy on the line, and I'd like to say hi, Cindy. Welcome to Guiding Lights. I'm going to pass you over to Ruth, and Ruth is going to help you this evening.
Hello, okay, there, Cindy. You. How are you, honey?
I am well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Cindy, have you got any particular questions or any area that you would like for me to try and bring in from Spirit for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm so sorry. I am getting technical problems here myself, darling. Have you any issues there that you would like me to try and connect to a Spirit for you?
Well, I'd like to have you just tell me whatever you feel. I mean, I have a lot of things going on in my life, and whatever comes forward is would be good.
Well, you know, it's always hard when you're kind of there and you're caught in the middle of a situation in your life, yes? Okay,
yes.
Basically what I'm feeling going on around you at the moment is that you're kind of trying to juggle two different ideas to change life around you.
Yes.
And it's like a situation that you feel that it doesn't matter what you do, there's no winning in this situation.
It feels that way.
Yeah. Why am I picking up a very young boy around you? Is this a son that's giving you complications or a younger male in the family?
No, I have my son's 40 years old.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking up a younger male. Is there a younger male giving complications there around you?
No, but I've got a real old one who is.
Why is he coming across with such young energy? Is this a childish attitude he's using?
I don't know.
Okay. He's coming
this man is 83 years old.
Okay. He's your father. He is your father giving you all this hell, isn't he?
No, he's not my father, but he's old enough to be.
He's old enough to be your father. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, what they're trying to tell me here is that he's acting a child, and it's a complication you would expect out of a 15 or 16-year-old that you would like him
to be
a little piece. That's why I picked him up with such young energies there. Spirit has also shown, is your mother in spirit world, honey?
Yes, she is.
Okay. She just kind of came in very nicely there. But when she came in, I kind of felt a restriction on my legs.
Okay.
Okay. Could your mother's legs not move correctly in the end?
Yeah, that's true. She had a difficult time walking.
I really feel that I need an aid to walk around. And I kind of feel that it's ever-ending when I have to move backwards and forwards.
Yeah, she had hip cancer.
Okay, bless her, darling. Well, she's in the spirit world, and she's very much with you tonight. And she has been looking at complications. Is she giving me the indication this gentleman is a non-family member?
Oh, she's with a non-family member?
No, the gentleman giving you the complications, she's kind of going
yes.
like...
He's a non-family member.
He's a non-family member, and it's just like, so though he's the neighbor from hell.
Well, it's interesting, he's disabled too.
Yeah, and she just kind of indicates he's not prepared to try anything for himself, and it's taken all your strength and all your mental energy, because she's saying that she can see kind of, it's when you kind of move away from you, just go, oh, thank God that day is over.
and it's not good. She said you need to ask for help. You need to ask for more help.
Oh, it's interesting, yeah, because I'm going through a lawsuit with this person, and I have to hire a lawyer.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to end up in civil court.
Okay. There's an indication this will all end very shortly from her, and she's basically saying you need to release yourself that little piece more. Okay?
Okay.
You just need to release it a little piece more and just kind of let nature take its own course with it. She says everything will eventually be panned out and you will be back on an even plane in your life, and you'll be able to get back to your own little interests and hobbies very fast.
Oh yeah, that's true. I've been trying to kind of let it go and let it take its own course.
Yeah.
It feels like it's getting out of control.
Yeah, it's kind of like though she's saying that it has took you over, but there's no need to let it take you over. I would always advise people to always ask the angels to come in with you. The angels can't intervene in your life unless you invite them in. So I'd be inclined to say, ask your angels to come in. I'd also write down the piece of paper, all the problems, and ask the angels to take it away from you. That piece of paper doesn't particularly have to go anywhere. It can go in the bin if you really wish. It's like, or you can keep it in what I call the God box. Okay.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, just keep it there, piece of paper. Tell the angels. There's no real way to write to the angels. Just your way would always be 100% perfect. And she just kind of feels, let it go, get back into your hobbies and get back into your own interests, because she indicates to me that you always loved walking with nature as well.
Yes.
You love kind of kicking the leaves. Even as a child, you would go in, you'd kick the leaves and come home with mucky socks.
Yes, I love being in nature.
Yeah, and what she's saying is go out there and just get yourself back into nature and get yourself back into what you can. And she says you will see then that your life will kind of sort its own way back out.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It's just kind of at the moment, it's more kind of that you're hurt and you kind of feel, oh God, I can't go either way because I'm never going to win. If I say something wrong to somebody waiting, at this stage with you, it's kind of all just getting to you. And sometimes if we overthink a situation, what would happen to us is it just gets worse. So maybe stop thinking. Which I know is easier said than done, but like when you overthink of what would happen to you is that you would kind of feel more burdened, and there's no point in going over all the issues again because it's reminding you of other issues in your life and kind of just ordinary issues with jobs and other people around you. So she just turned around and said, let it go, kind of get back into nature, music, whatever, and you're reading. You're not reading as well like you used to.
That's true.
Okay. Cindy, I really feel that's all that you need to do is those few practices, and I really feel it will release a lot from you and it will heal your heart, darling.
Well,
okay.
I agree. I think writing things on paper makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, it gets rid of that bad energy around you.
Tell the angels to take it away.
Oh, tell the angels, ask them. They can't help you unless you invite them in. I'm going to have to leave it at that with you. I hope I helped you there. And I want to give you back your mother with love and light. She's with you there. Have a good old chat with her. She's a great, soft little talker. Very logical lady. I'm going to give her back to you with love and light, darling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Lovely to hear from you too, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a lovely reading. And we're on the last few minutes of the show, so I'd just like to say thank you so much, Ruth, for your lovely energy again. Blessings. It was lovely to hear you coming in and chat to us as a guest on the Guiding Light Show. And I would just like to thank all the listeners for bearing with us through all these technical glitches that we've had this evening. And I'd like to say thank you so much. And I think we're going to go with the last song of the evening. And thank you so much for listening to the Guiding Light Show.
And thank you very much for having me as a guest on your show, Jeanette.
Anytime, my love, anytime.
My wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.